Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine for the week of April 5th, 2021. I'm recording on April 7th, which is Wednesday. We're cutting off questions on Monday evening. So if your question is not in by Monday, then we'll deal with it in the following week. If it is in by Monday and we didn't get it, please let us know and we'll make sure we get it in the next week. And again, thank you for your questions. So we're organized by categories. Let's just dive in first, cash and precious metals. Hello, Catherine. You give me a wonderful compliment. That's all in the question notes that you can access at the Money and Markets Commentary. The purpose of my email is to ask you to provide some insight regarding this notification I received yesterday. And then there is a notification. I'm going to delete the name of the mutual fund. It's a mutual fund in your 401k that is invested in treasuries, and they have announced effectively immediately the Treasury Money Market Fund may invest in repurchase agreements with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, fully collateralized by U.S. Treasury Securities, Fed Repo, in connection with this change. The Board of Trustees for the funds also approves a revised policy to permit the fund to invest under normal circumstances at least 80% of its assets in U.S. Treasury securities and in repurchase agreements fully collateralized by U.S. Treasury securities. So what it's saying, if I understand this correctly, at least 80% of the fund can be invested in repurchase agreements with anybody. It's a little bit not clear if that's 80% or 20%, but let's assume it doesn't really matter. So you said, how might this change play into the reset in the central bank takeover? Shall I sell out this fund due to this change? So here's the thing. I would say that the fundamental nature of the fund has changed from one designed to be to protect principal in a choppy market or a financial crisis to one that is no longer provides the kind of protection that a sovereign government fund would provide 10 or 20 years ago. Part of that is the deterioration in the credit value of Treasury securities and the uncertainty about where the Treasury security system is going to go as a result of the going direct reset. The big reason is if you're in repurchase agreements, the repurchase market can freeze up and behave in a variety of ways. But the even more terrifying thing about this is that this literally would give the New York Fed even greater power to basically control the mutual funds. Now, I think they have that control anyway, but this gives them an even stronger hook. So I think it's an excellent question. How does this play into the reset? And that's something I would love to talk with John Titus about further, because I think this is going to take some noodling to figure out. I think it's a very important change. So I really appreciate you bringing it to our attention. The other question for you, in addition to the fact that the fundamental nature of the fund has changed, is that they're now saying they're going to do major contracts with the New York Fed. And here's who the New York Fed is. The New York Fed representatives went into, so the Federal Reserve representatives on behalf of their owners went into the Jackson Hole meeting on August 22nd, 2019 and voted to do something that would put 500 million people out of work. You know, it's the equivalent of dropping a small nuclear bomb. That's how many people you're going to kill. So I think the question is, is that somebody you want to be in business with? And it's your money, you have to decide that. But I find this a very chilling piece of information. I can't tell you what to do because I can't give you investment advice. But again, I really, really appreciate your bringing this to my attention. Anybody who sees anything unusual or strange in your, you know, in terms of notices from your 401k or pension fund or brokerage account or bank, please let me know. Because it's those little messages coming out that signal a lot of the big changes. Hello, Catherine. Another great question. And this is, I'm going to summarize it. What do we do about credit cards? It's true that the credit card companies have been getting more and more intertwined with where the financial transaction system is going in a way that's deeply sobering. I've traditionally always used mostly Visa when I use credit cards, and obviously we take credit cards at the store, and I always found Visa to be remarkably enlightened. The danger, though, is all the credit card companies are getting swept into sort of how the system works because they have to follow and do what the central bankers say. So I think minimizing the use of credit cards would be great. Now, the challenge for us is we have an online store, so we use credit cards and PayPal, and that has all the problems. You know, I've been trying to figure out how we could do ACH direct with our bank and stay away from that system. And we would love to get checks mailed to Hickory Valley instead of using credit cards. So anybody wants to switch over to mailing a check to Hickory Valley, we're happy to do it. I think your thoughts about minimizing credit cards, as much as we can use cash and debit, much better. Locally, I believe long-term the solution is to go to gold and silver coins. And if you can do local encryption, you can make your own community currency, including digital. Problem is that all digital systems, one way or another, are compromised. What I would underscore here, this is not a zero or one thing. The more you just minimize, just chip away at it. Just keep finding ways of doing more and more transactions out of the things you perceive to be lacking in the kind of integrity you want in your life. Anything you can do to minimize dependency on credit cards, I think, is great. Hi, Catherine. I have a new car loan of $20K at 6%. And have the ability to pay off the loan by selling gold. With all the uncertainty about the reset in debt and currencies, would you consider it wise to sell gold at this juncture? I don't know enough about your situation to know whether you should or not. There are personal loan websites, peer-to-peer loans, where you might be able to get a better deal. Anything you can do to bring that interest rate down would be great, because it's not good to be draining your resources by just paying interest. So anything you can do to get that paid off really quickly. If you come out of gold, you're going to pay high transaction costs. That's one of the negatives about gold. In and out is high transaction costs. What you could do, if you had somebody who's willing to do it, is do a personal loan at a lower interest rate and use the gold to collateralize the personal loan. They hold the gold until you can pay them off. You can put it with a third party until they pay it off. So that might be a better one. There's so many people looking for yield. There's bound to be somebody in your network who might like to do that deal. And that way you don't lose the money on the transaction costs, and you get the lower rate and you get out of the bankers, and you give the interest to somebody you're happy to see the interest support. You know, it's so many people are struggling to get yield in this market that a 5%, even a 6% yield with somebody they know and trust is delicious. COVID-19, sorry to ask, but since this once and cannot find your post on the COVID saliva test, please help. I didn't do a post. I mentioned it in Money and Markets. The link is vaulthealth.com/COVID. I put that in the show notes so you can find it there. You ask, have you considered creating a COVID category? No, what we did in injection fraud, now we have a lot of our COVID-related stuff at the wrap-up we did on injection fraud, but what we did is we recommended the best websites on COVID-19, which was Mercola, Swiss Policy Research, and Children's Health Defense. So health is not our beat. Our coverage of COVID is basically as a financial war, a tool of financial warfare. I'm reminded again last week when the great comment from one subscriber was, even rubber duckies can be weaponized. So we're kind of looking at it as healthcare tactics of war. I would much rather, if you wanted information on COVID-19, you go to Swiss Policy Research, Mercola, and Children's Health Defense, because they do a great, great job. Dearest Catherine, Klaus Schwab said by 2030, you will own nothing and be happy. It seems to me the injection will enable people to be happy. No, I don't think it's that. I think it'll be the mind control. The injection may involve nanoparticles or other materials that help the EMF, the cellular technology, deliver the mind control or shut down your soul and your spirit, your spiritual capacity, your telepathic capacity. So it may provide the brain-machine interface, but I don't think that's what will make you happy. It'll be the entrainment, subliminal programming that'll make you happy. In your opinion, is this a probable scenario? So think of the injections as simply part of the installation of the smart grid. It's the way I think about it. And if you haven't read David O'Hagan's article, COVID-19 Injection, I think it will really help you understand this. But What I said last March is they want to download an operating system into your body, just like they put an operating system with a backdoor in your computer. This is an operating system in your body that has a backdoor. Now, I don't think they have the system figured out, so this is a giant experiment prototype, which is why we're seeing so many people get serious neurological damage or dying. I do think part of the installation of smart grid is to make it easier to mind control. If you look at the level of mind controlling before this installation has occurred, it's pretty significant. And to me, the number one obstacle we're facing in terms of getting anything positive accomplished towards moving towards a human civilization is overcoming the mind control. And the number one problem with that is people don't really can't fathom that it exists, or even if they know it exists, they can't fathom. You know, it's hard for me to fathom. I've been mind controlled. Now, I can fathom it easier than most because, you know, I've had to catch myself being tricked by it. And I've studied very, very deeply about what it is and how it works. So it's your guess is where is the political clout, the financial independence, and the cultural power to stand up? Interestingly enough, the president of Mexico just said yesterday he's not getting the injection. So let's all head down to the Yucatan. That was a question from last week. I'm taking it out. Hi, Catherine. I've been trying to better understand what is happening with the repo market in 2019 and came across this article with May from May 2020 that discusses why the pandemic response was the only real solution to an otherwise soon to meltdown economy. I've heard you mention it frequently. I guess the article is called The Right Virus at the Right Time. Catherine, I've heard you mention it frequently on your money and markets. Any other references to learn more? The way I view this is the pandemic is just part of the takedown. So if you haven't read Going Direct Reset, make sure you read it. I haven't specifically looked into more details on what was going on in the repo market, but I would caution you from believing that this is a financial meltdown. You have to understand, if you look at how much money the people who are running this have stolen, I assure you they are exceptionally resource rich, not to mention the fact that they can and are printing as much money as they need and want. So this is not a financial crisis. This is a financial coup. It's a very different thing. Catherine, thanks so much for all your excellent info and insight. Read the bigger picture of world events. Glad to see more information widely available. Your reunion summit interview, your point about crypto being vulnerable to the Great Reset since it's on Mr. Global's platform sounds very reasonable, but in a later session on the proposed Quartal cryptocurrency, Mike Winter said he spoke to you about its projected enhanced privacy platform. I don't remember speaking to Mike. I might have gotten an email. From your conversation with him, do you think it really has a chance of being protected from Mr. Global? Absolutely not. If it's digital, it's on Mr. Global's platform. Now, things, again, as I said before, when I talked about credit cards, it's not 0-1. So things can be more and more protected. And I really haven't had a chance to deep dive the one that Mike's talking about. And I'm sure Mike is very intent on, you know, most developers are very intent on making their projects very private. Here's the problem. If all the people running the system are very susceptible to mind control and sufficiently mind control to get an injection that helps further connect them up to the cloud, the grid, you know, how do you trust them on this one? That's not a comment on Mike because I don't know Mike, but I'm just telling you, this is a bigger, deeper problem than I think most people appreciate. Also, what do you make of the Microsoft patent on cryptocurrency system using body data activity? I think it speaks for itself. The most successful AIs are the ones that have the most data. And if you look at chipping everybody up and connecting them to the cloud, that's how they're going to get the most data. You know, all our thoughts, all our body movements, et cetera, et cetera. It's a huge amount of data. You're able to basically simulate the world down to a submolecular level. Even though I'm asking about cryptocurrency, I do agree with you. People should be focused on hard assets and also finding people to help them survive coming chaotic times. Well, while there is no place to hide from 5G satellites and nanoparticles in food, water, air, I do plan to move to the west coast of Florida from Maryland since I have always liked warmer climates and am fed up with the mask mandates here. One of the things that's absolutely clear is vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D. The people who get sick are the people who have insufficient vitamin D levels. And it's interesting, thanks to Jason Bawden, we all here where I am got Berti sun lamps, and I had also got the infrared lights, and we've been using them all winter long, and what a difference it made. But I strongly suspect Mr. Global may target Florida with severe weather, but hoping it will be directed more to the East Florida coast where DeSantis and Trump are. Probably wishful thinking, since they can make hurricanes skip around at will. If things really get bad there, Tennessee might be my next move based on your research. And I thought retirement would be calm and easy. I don't know. I think, you know, if you can be mobile, you know. Go to Florida while it's great. Get ready to bop up to South Dakota or Tennessee. Get ready to bop. I just think, you know, Gypsy's had a point. Feedback. Question. Apropos to the Florida contamination, the company is involved in food transport, and there was the Suez Canal blockage. Any thoughts? What company is this? AST Port. I don't know them. I'll take a look. AST Port. No, just saw the headline. There's another Suez Canal blockage. I guess they need to bounce the oil price back up again. Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much for all you and your team do. And so there's a pitch to make Leonardo da Vinci Hero of the Year again. I can't do that. You know, Hero of the Year is pretty big, and he was our hero in 2019. As you know, I love Leonardo, so I'm very appreciative of your idea of Leonardo being a genius at process. Yes, and I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Although I will tell you, to this day, I'm still shocked that it took us 500 years to discover what Leonardo already knew about how the circulation system worked, because it never got published. He was trying to keep everything secret for very good reason. If you look at what had happened to him early on in his life, he knew to keep things quiet, but sometimes keeping things quiet means mankind can lose out for 500 years. And then you say, love the Celery meetups. The local host in my area is phenomenal. I'm so glad. That's great. Thank you. Question, John Titus video. Is there a way to subscribe so the videos can be downloaded and saved by the member? I'm going to ask our tech team if there's a way we can do that. So I'll put that. We meet twice a week for something called Roundups. I'll ask them about that. So thank you for that suggestion. Probably you are not waiting for every new subscriber to say hello, but I very much like writing. How to take something out. Born in Austria, 6 years old, lived in Amsterdam. This is very interesting. You've moved back to Austria. Is it possible to get more Celery reports translated into German so I could get my new German and Austrian network of people? So we're in the process of translating the Dylan Reed book into German. It should be ready in a month. I'm hoping they're on chapter 13. And then we just translated the Injection Fraud into German. So we also we're working on developing our next website. Will take quite a while, but hopefully that will have automatic translations in it. You can now have software that does a reasonably decent job automatically. So we're working on it. Planet Lockdown was also translated into German by somebody on the internet. So that's also available if that would be interesting. I really appreciate your comments. It's very, very exciting. Anyway, I hope you enjoy Austria. It's such a beautiful country. Dear Catherine, what is motivating the Biden administration to make this demand of the states? And then you bring up their restriction on their stimulus package. They don't want the states to use it to lower taxes. This is a complicated question. Politically, they don't want to give states money if the states just turn it around and give it back to the people. If you're trying to throw people into a debt entrapment to take them over, the last thing you want is they're getting real relief, let alone you don't want to make the states stronger. They don't want to print money unless they use it to buy the states and make them more dependent. In my opinion, that's the real reason. Hello, Catherine. I'm a veteran of the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, and I and my family have a home built about 5 years ago in North Carolina. We've been deluged with IRRLs from many companies. We feel it could be a scam. Would you give us a heads up? I talked to Marie McDonald, who felt that it could be an opportunity, depending on who's offering and what you're being offered. And she agreed to if you wanted to do a consultation with you, she would help. I would strongly recommend, if you consider this, to listen to the interviews we did with her. We've done three, one on mortgage origination, one on mortgage servicing, and one on mortgages under COVID-19. And I really think her materials can help you if this is something you're going to consider. Dear Catherine, please speak to the story. Oops, this question is in twice. Excuse me. Let me delete this. Okay. Catherine, I'm writing to follow up on the mention of my personal experience with how imagination creates reality. Perhaps you remember once calling me to discuss my efforts to stop 5G in Prescott, Arizona, in light of my coming into contact with some very bad actors who'd been paid to rush 5G into the area. You advised me to either dig in for a very long effort in the public eye or look at what you described as the prayer closet. So the prayer closet is a reference to War Room, which is a wonderful Christian movie about the power of prayer. And it does a great job of describing it. It's real. It works. It's amazing. If you haven't seen War Room, I strongly, strongly recommend it. I did the latter, which was the prayer closet, and have a very active affirmative prayer closet now. You know, I have to tell you, talking with you, I got the sense from you that you would make a very powerful prayer warrior. So I think that's great, as well as a great deal of prayer for protection for all of us. Well, you say thank you for this. Oh, no, thank you. And so my life changed due to your vision of how our imagination creates reality. Your vision enhanced and upgraded my own. I also mentioned in our call that I'm a survivor of brainstem stroke, and you describe your amazing experiences overcoming almost impossible things. And you've written this in a book, and you sent me a link to where I can get it from Amazon. And this is why I have trouble getting out of my problem getting out of Amazon, among other things, is Kindle. I humbly ask that if you get a chance, you take a look at it. I will. I really appreciate your sending that. And all the detail is in the notes. Hi, Catherine. Have listened to you being interviewed for quite a few years and have recently subscribed to have less distraction and hear more thought-provoking discussion. During the W regime, a document decree policy, not sure what it was called, was issued stating that U.S. corporations deemed systemically or strategically important could be exempted from reporting accurate financial statements, and you go on and on. I responded to you individually on this one because I wasn't going to be able to respond for 2 weeks. You're describing in 2006 the delegation of the national security or the president's authority to waive SEC requirements for financial disclosure for U.S. filed corporations, and I think probably all corporations. So it was delegated from the president to the national security director. And if you go to missing money and go to financial laws, we have 7 articles on how the financial laws organize fiscal and monetary policy and activities in the United States. And we have one on the classification and one on black budget and another one that's sort of national security, I guess FASB 56. Anyway, several of those describe that and link to articles about it. You ought to be able to find it on a search, 2006 National Security Director and Delegation of Authority from the President. We also, the article I wrote, Caveat Emptor, which you can also find at Missing Money. So this is an article I wrote with my attorney in 2019 to describe to investors in Treasury securities what FASB 56 meant to them. And in it, I believe we also describe that delegation of authority, because essentially, if you look at that plus the classification laws, what that in combination with FASB 56 and the refusal to provide audited statements for the U.S. government finances, what it essentially means that the vast majority of the U.S. securities market has basically no reliable disclosure. You know, it's kind of so overwhelming, it's hard to believe. Good afternoon, Catherine. I have been delighted by the content of all your reports, and I'm so pleased to be part of the Salieri family. It's nice to know that there are other like-minded people out there. You've mentioned a book with the title Point Blank several times in various reports. Could you tell me the author? Yes. His name is, you can find a book review. It's old now, and the author, who was a criminologist at one of the universities in Florida, is clearly laying low because it's such a dangerous conversation. But so it's fairly old, but it is the best book I've found on the U.S. statistics on owning a gun. Hold on just a second. I'm just doing a search to get it, and I'll put it in the notes. Okay, so it's Gary Kleck, K-L-E-C-K. And it's called Point Blank, Guns and Violence in America. And the NRA gave him access to their full library of statistics. Let me just see if it says what his name. It originally published in 1993, Point Blank won the Michael J. Hindenlog Award of the American Society of Criminology for the book that made the most outstanding contribution to criminology. Really beautifully, beautifully done. Can't recommend it enough. And I think it's the key points are as relevant today as I think they were long ago. And they're one of the things that's phenomenal when you read it is if women want to be safe, you want a well-armed population. It's the group I think it makes the most difference to are women. Hi, Catherine. I have two questions. First, I can't locate Putin's speech at Davos. Is it still on Solari? Yes. And since I got on the internet to answer this, why don't I go check and see if I can find it? So if you go to the Solari homepage, it would have been, I believe it was in the first quarter. If that's the case, we'll have it. You have to log in. So we go to internet slow. Wow, it's really slow. Okay, so once you're logged in, if you go to the light blue bar at the top, 2021 news trends and stories, and then go to the first quarter. Let's put in Putin. So here's one, January 27th. Putin warns of all against all fight if global tensions are not resolved. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. So I'll put the link. I'm surprised you couldn't pick it up on a search. Anyway, but you've got to, we try and get all of these things into the News Trends and Stories database, and it will definitely be one of the top videos in the first quarter wrap up for 2021. Okay, and I'm just making sure. A speech like that is pretty easy to find on the World Economic Forum website or on YouTube. If you just put in Putin World Economic Forum, you should be able to find it. Oh, great. The software put in the video instead of the URL. I'm just going to take off the HTTP so it won't do that. And you can put it back on. I'm also trying to locate a program with John Titus. I thought he talked about the 33 deaths, 33 cases reported in the news. I'm not sure. Sounds like something on one of his videos. Do you recall if he talked about that or am I mixing up interviews? It could have either been in one of the money and markets that we did together or the Going Direct Reset video or one of his videos. I'm going to email him now and see if he remembers. Okay. So I've emailed John to see if he knows where that is. Good morning, all. Sending thoughts of love and true care out to all of you. It's a gorgeous day here in Central Texas in the early spring. My garden is growing and the bluebirds are making nests in the boxes we have for them. Make sure you take time to resonate with nature and with your fellow humans who you're in cahoots with. Grace is so evident in my life right now. I wanted to share and exhort all of you to look for it and realize how much grace can bolster us and help us stay in the higher mind. Oof, I needed that. I've been hurtling into a lower mind all day. Things heating up in the Ukraine. Is the West poking the bear, a prelude to war? This is one to watch, folks. Yes. I posted the article from Saker warning of the dangers here. And, you know, there's definitely a nasty business going on over the fight over Crimea, I would describe it as. And if you notice the quote for News Trends and Stories, for part one, because Joseph and I discussed it when we recorded last Saturday. But I'll, if you take a look at the part one commentary, the quote at the top for the week is from the Saker, from that article, Quote, in other words, barring some major development, we might be only weeks away from a major war. And it's not like the Saker to put out fear porn at all. Hi, Catherine. We recently saw an article in the New American Online publication titled Great Reset, IMF to Redistribute U.S. Wealth via Proto-Global Currency. Can you explain what SDRs are and what it means that this is a proto-global currency that the IMF is wanting to use to redistribute U.S. wealth? Secondly, you told John Titus in the last interview that all of us need to go after central bank bankers instead of our governments when we protest our rights and sovereignty. How do we go after the central banks? So if you're going to go out and do a rally, there's no point in going to Congress. You need to go over to the Fed. That's number one. But you also need, if everybody in America would pull their money out of the big banks, any big bank, and move to a local credit union or community bank, wow, be a revolution. You know, just tell them you know who they are. And while you're at it, anybody you know works at a big bank, you can start shunning them. There's a great link in the Equity Overview subscriber links on shunning, and shunning gets the job done. It's amazing. Okay, so special drawing rights. So the danger on special drawing rights is not that they're going to be a new currency. It's going to be that the IMF is going to use them to bribe them into the passport system. So this is basically money the IMF can run around the world with and hand out in exchange for the quote-unquote terms and conditions. So this is essentially a racketeering or bribery system. But if you want to understand SDRs, it's very easy. You can go to the IMF website or just go to Wikipedia. I'll just read to you from the Investopedia, which is another kind of wiki just for investment issues. Special drawing rights refer to an international type of monetary reserve currency created by the IMF in 1969 that operates as a supplement to the existing money reserves of member countries, created in response to concerns about the limitations of gold and dollars as the sole means of settling international accounts. SDRs augment international liquidity by supplementing the standard reserves currency. So this is a wholesale reserve currency that is an alternative to shipping gold around. So just like the person who said, should I sell my gold to pay off my credit card? And I said, no, instead of selling your gold, why not just lend your gold? That's why we all need to consider creating SDR systems for our neighborhoods. It's not a bad idea. Anyway, but it's a financial reserve created that the IMF and countries can use as sort of a wholesale currency to settle accounts or get things done. In my experience, it's basically the equivalent of what we would call in Washington the Secretary's slush fund, because it was free money that could be used legally to just go do a deal and buy anybody or anything with sort of free money that didn't have a lot of rules on it. Dear Catherine, keeping in mind that I already grow as much of my own veggies and herbs as I can, my son has not a single vaccine in him, and I'm doing my best to not do business with publicly traded companies. What are the three steps I can take in my life today to attack the central banks and take my government back? What I would do is make sure you move out of your bank account to any to a local credit union or community bank and talk 10 friends into doing the same. And the more you can educate people about where the real problem is. And then finally, I would strongly recommend when the first quarter web presentation goes up for the Take Action 2021 section, that you take a look at what we're publishing on both taxes, on notice of liability, and on the Solari circles, and see what there inspires you and you can do it in a way that's energizing to you. I'm glad to see anytime you can do it yourself. I mean, think of doing it yourself as a way of avoiding the taxation system, because you don't need income to cover your expenses if you can cover your expenses yourself. Hello, Catherine. Thank you for taking time to answer subscriber questions. It's super helpful. Do you know anything about the difference between statute law and common law? Would this help individuals and their businesses navigate the lockdowns and the possible vaccine ID implementation? In theory, it's possible, but you need to be very knowledgeable about how to bring it to bear. But I'll consider the possibility of doing something that describes the differences. I hope for part of Take Action to have something up about notice of liability, if you haven't read the rebuttal letter from a group of doctors to the European authorities, I strongly recommend you take a look at it. If you just look at what's new, it's in the four or five posts. Hi, Catherine. I'm 24 years old. I'm a subscriber to the Salieri Report, and I'm terrified. I wonder what it is that you personally are doing to avoid what is already happening, or one, are you just going to go along with it? My goal is to do everything I can to change what is happening. And when you say avoid it, it depends on what you mean by avoid, because there are literally thousands of things. So if you look at the regulation that comes across technocracy, to the extent that I have two businesses, I have to, you know, when a regulator calls up and asks for 1,000 pages of stuff, I have to respond. It's the law. On most things, I try to be responsive, and you have to pick your fights. So I'm always telling the story on certain articles. When I put it up, I say, you know, this is probably going to cost me $5,000 in hacking bills. And then I say, well, it's worth it. And sometimes they say it's not worth it. So I'm a great believer that you have to pick your fights and you have to know what's important. So I think the number one important thing is to be healthy. So you need to make sure that whatever you do, you protect your health. That's number one. You know, if the government decides that it's going to spray toxic metals on my head, I can't stop that. You know, I don't have a jet fighter. I can't go up there and stop them doing that. But if they try and put poison in my veins, in most instances, I can stop that. Where you can exercise control, you need to do everything you can to be healthy. The second thing, which can seem inconvenient in the short run, but really works in the long run, you need to only do business with people of real integrity to the extent that you can. And that's the advantage of being 24 years old. To the extent that you can be extraordinary about your insistence that the people around you are both competent and ethical, what a huge difference it could make. Thirdly, it's so important you get out of fear. I know there's a lot to be afraid of, but as the earlier post said, the universe is full of grace and you need to learn how to access it. It's absolutely there. Dear Catherine, I wanted to mention we have a prayer book, and all you need to do is ask, just send customer service and tell them to mail you one if you want a hard copy. The PDF is also up on the website. Just do a search for prayer book and you'll find it. And at the end, there's a great prayer called the Deer's Cry, and that's the prayer I pray when I want to get out of fear. Dear Catherine, I just spent an enjoyable 2.5 hours listening to your interview, Money and Finance Under COVID, a conversation with Catherine Austin Fitz. So that was the one we did. I got to talk about money. It was great. Money, money, money. So you mentioned Michael Pye's book and some ideas of who to share it with. You know, feel free to send the idea to them as well. I think they would appreciate it from subscribers. The people running this have very serious occult practices that reflect values which are very alien to most of the people listening to this. Have you already talked about these practices in an article or interview? If you look at deep state tactics and the links to it, anything we've talked about with respect to this is pretty much linked from there. You also mentioned the Taco Bell story. So I described the Taco Bell story without naming names or part of it in Narco Dollars for Beginners, so you can see it there. When I consider all the interviews you make, all the articles you write, and all the other activities you undertake, not to mention all the reading you must do, it's clear that you are busy. Wishing you a happy and blessed Easter. You too. Easter was so beautiful. What a beautiful time. Dear Catherine, I've been working with James Lyons Wheeler on topics related to science with integrity. He's fabulous. Vaccine policy and science are short on the integrity balance of the column. Jack recently emailed his colleagues that a new paper would be published with Dr. Paul Thomas, Oregon pediatrician, he is also fantastic, what a brave man, about the financial incentives of pushing vaccines in the International Journal of Vaccine Theory. That is so fantastic. Thank you so much for letting me know about that. And as soon as I read that, I emailed Lyons Wheeler and invited him to record, which he's going to do with me in 2 days, thanks to you. So I think that's so fantastic. Both of those are, talk about heroes. Then somebody sent us a picture of George Washington in the town hall. It's very cute. I put it in the show notes. Question. Multiple sources are claiming a dramatic loss in non-farmland real estate in the next 2 years. For people owning multifamily and other investment buildings, will there be a sharp drop in investment value? When will the value return? There are scenarios where you could get a sharp drop. I think it's, if you look at the likely scenarios, I think a big drop is unlikely unless we get a serious war, nuclear war. I think what you want to do is you want to stay out of jurisdictions where they're going to do disaster capitalism so they can pick you off cheap. So if we get a big drop, it's because somebody's trying to pick you off cheap. Given the amount of money they're printing, it, the prices should just continue to go up, reflecting inflation. Because most inflation right now is being channeled into the balance sheet. But we're going to see, I think, dramatic swings, you know, as much as 35 to 50% stock market, real estate, real assets. Because in a game of disaster capitalism, that's how you get people to drop it at the worst moment. You pick it up cheap. Does it matter if it's in a rural farming area versus a city or suburb? Ooh, that's tough. I would want to be in jurisdictions that really try and respect people's property rights and the law. So it's the same issue with where you and your body are safe. I watched the video you posted on Reiner and the civil suit. He and others are coming forth for what I see as crimes against humanity. I've watched many people in the last months, and one of my innate qualities is to see where people need to be connected. And then you suggested some people I should connect with. I really appreciate that. The other thing is this, I have a lot of ways to connect with the divine, to move into calm and so on during these times. These tools are needed, especially as I educate myself. There are times when the knowledge is so heavy, nothing seems to help. I can only imagine what some of this is like for you. So then you suggest the heart followers. So let me just go look at this. I want to see if this is one we've posted before or not. Inside a glass dome in northern Norway lives a family of five in the inhospitable Arctic climate. They have found their unique way of life. Oh, this looks so interesting. Okay, I will watch this and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. brings new meaning to the American expression, get out of Dodge. FYI, thanks, Valerie. I'm sending to others. Scott McKay in Toronto, challenging. Okay, so this is an interview from Scott McKay. Some other links recommended. Okay, appreciated. Then another comment, you talk about controlling the electrical grid. Yes, that's absolutely part of the puzzle. And this is one that was in last week. Another comment, of all the hundreds of hours of video I've watched concerning this issue, the 2.5 spending watching this video is the best. Let me see what this video is so I can say. Data disaster, call for investigation into the CDC's conduct during COVID-19. Okay, so I'll put the title in there. Okay, thank you. Over the last many months, I've been educating myself about what is going on, but the information feels heavy to my body. I meditate. Okay, so this was a recommendation for the heart followers as well. Okay, so we definitely have to watch this short documentary. Watching it lightened my load considerably. I pass the link along if you feel you might need some lightening too. Many heart hugs to you. It's Larry. Okay, so everybody likes the heart followers. Here it comes. Somebody wanted to recommend Sybelle Edmonds. Yeah, I'm a Sybelle Edmonds supporter, and we've got her. She's one of the people on the Patreon account. You can look at our donations. We do a quarterly report in the wrap-ups. And you can look at all the people that we've donated to through the Take Action crowdfund or through Solari, and as well as some of the ones I do. So what we try and do is clearly support and add as much momentum as we can to just enormous number of initiatives whose financial model is to use donations. So I just think it's very, very important. No matter how tiny your budget is, put in a tiny bit of money for tiny dollar philanthropy, because if we all just do a little bit, it can grow to just a mighty amount of money and very important energetic momentum. And the energetic momentum is very, very important. So your pennies and your dimes and your nickels and your dollars count. Hi, Catherine. I'm writing for career advice. And then there's a whole bunch of detail about you that I deleted because I don't want to put it in the notes. Here's what I said. I said there were two that you suggested that I said I would basically try for, but let me read my other suggestions. Number two, I would develop concrete skills that can make it possible for you to do it yourself. They could also be used to generate income, construction, cleaning, plumbing, electrician, gardening, EMF, radiation mitigation, etc. Much cheaper to reduce expenses by do-it-yourself rather than earning after-tax income. That's basically an inflation hedge, with regulations and taxes, it gets more and more expensive to get a dollar of income. It's so much cheaper to just learn how to do it yourself. I would look to use your theater skills to offer paid courses or tutoring to homeschoolers. One way is to design and offer community quests. And I gave you a link for the website of the group in Florida in Vermont that started doing community questing. It's kind of a real life theater that teaches people about the natural resources and how the resources around them work. I would say yes to anyone who asks you for help. Helping people for free is often the pathway to creating a paid gig. Get a reputation as the go-to guy in your family and community. This will help you build skills. That's exactly how I built two businesses after I basically, you know, at the age of, how old was I? It started when I was 46, but went on for 11 years. I was basically all the things I'd done all my life, all the things I was expert at, all the things I was credentialed to do, I couldn't do. So I had to start from scratch. And what I discovered is people knew what they wanted. I needed to listen to them and get really useful at providing support to the questions and they were asking and the things they needed done. 5, think in terms of 2 to 5 jobs, not one. Oftentimes you need multiple gigs to build up to an income flow with 1 or 2. 6, I would avoid public schools or universities for now. 7, do not let an employer squeeze you on health or other mandates. Much better to develop a gig product portfolio and be your own boss. Employers are dictating you take on more risk than the income is worth. So if you look at the vaccine mandates, I mean, I'm asking you to run the risk that you will disable yourself, kill yourself, or have $1 to $5 million of healthcare expenses all to keep my job. You got to be kidding me. You know, starvation and death is not worse. In my experience, prayer is the single best source of intelligence to find a pathway that will cash flow positive in a way that is good for you. If you've not banned TVs from your home and significantly reduced your family's exposure to mind control, you need to do so. And there's a link to the mind control tactics used on young people and children. Okay, so that's it for Ask Catherine for the week of April 5th. Again, I thank you for the questions. I look forward to talking with you in Money and Markets very shortly.